We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy, for bringing us back into this masjid as we open up the masjid fully upstairs and downstairs. I don't have words to express what we have gone through for a whole year. And subhanAllah, through all of this sorrow and grief, we just thank Allah that we're back. And really, at the end of the day, we thank you, our community, for being patient and just staying with us, helping us, supporting us through all of these endeavors that we went through in the last year and a month. So jazakumullah khair. May Allah bless you and may Allah bless you, bless your families. Even though we are back, still, as you know, we are not out of the woods. We still, the cases are not fully gone down. We're still going up and down. There is this cycle that goes up and down. So from Epic perspective, from day one, our policy has been safety, number one. Safety and security of our community, it was the number one priority for us here in the management. And that's what we're gonna continue. Inshallah, as we move forward, we're gonna have the same policies as you have seen here, mashallah, 6 feet distance, masks, having your own bag, prayer mat, and we will inshallah continue. And even the same policies and guidelines will continue during the month of Ramadan for Taraweeh. And we request you that support us through this as we go through this effort, inshallah, support us. And this is at this opening of the masjid, this is our new experience. So there could be some shortcomings, and please forgive us if we have some shortcomings. Help us, give us your feedback. How can we improve as we, inshallah, go into the month of Ramadan? The month of Ramadan. Inshallah, as you know, this year we will have our Taraweeh prayer on Monday night, and Tuesday will be the start of Ramadan. Our goal is to have this a service to max to 1 hour so that we can keep to CDC guidelines. So that's where, inshallah, we will have the Isha prayer, and we will have a khatra from Sheikh Yasir for all 30 days, and also 8 rakahs of Taraweeh and the Witr. Inshallah, that will be the program that will be, inshallah, our goal is to keep it to 1 hour maximum. Besides that, as you know, in the month of Ramadan, we support the families, the local families in the area through the food drive. So again, this year is no different. This year, again, we are requesting $100. If you can donate $100, inshallah, we want to support families, local families in the area for the month of Ramadan, for the whole month, inshallah. So just come to our website or just zell us, ramadanfooddrive@epicmasjid.org. Now, as far as the exit, for the main hall, you exit from these two right doors. There are two doors on your, if you can see on your left, there's a door on the front, and then there's a door in the middle. The first four rows, they will leave from this exit door right here. And then the last four rows, they will leave from this door on your left. As far as the two middle rooms or the back rooms, they will leave from the main exit, from the main entrance that you come in. So you will leave from the main entrance or the exit. The multi-purpose hall, you will inshallah leave from the same entrance that you came in. So the same entrance that you came in, you will leave from that. And then gymnasium, all of you inshallah, you will leave from the back doors. We have three doors in the back, and anybody in the gymnasium, you will leave from the back. This way inshallah, we can maintain our guidelines, and inshallah, it will not cause any overcrowding. Again, jazakumullah khair. Thank you so much for your support. Please keep donating. As you know, as we open up the masjid, we do have our expenses, and the expenses will go up in the month of Ramadan. So please support us generously. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh, the entrance? The entrance is the same. It's the same entrance that we've been using for last year. When you came in from the side door, right? So this is the same entrance. For sisters, the entrance is from the front, because it used to be in the back. Now the entrance will be from the front, inshallah. And again, for sisters, same guidelines and policies apply. They are upstairs right now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألهى وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين عباد الله اتقوا الله فإن ربكم يناديكم بذلك فيقول في محكم التنزيل بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His assistance and we ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil and the mischief of our own souls and actions. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, clearly they are the ones that are guided. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, clearly no one or nothing can guide them. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth except Allah alone, and He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, I remind myself and yourselves on this blessed day of Yawmul Jum'ah, in this blessed month of Sha'ban, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this in many ayat in the Quran, one of them where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, fear Allah the way He should be feared and do not die except in the state of submission to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we die in this state. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with offsprings that die in the state of submission to Him, in the state of Iman, in the state of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, on this blessed and joyous occasion, Yawmul Jum'ah, the Eid for all of Muslimin. Jum'ah, every Jum'ah is a Eid for Muslimin. But this Jum'ah specifically is a special Jum'ah because it is the last of Jum'ah in the month of Sha'ban. And it is the Jum'ah days before the holy month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to enter upon the month of Ramadan with Iman and with Taqwa and with a plan to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make lifetime changes during this holy month. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, on this occasion, walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, and after more than a year, we open the doors of the main musalla walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Qul bi fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi fa bidhalika falyafrahu huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, say to them, O Muhammad, with the mercy of Allah and the bounty of Allah, let them be happy with that. That is something worthy of being happy and joyous for, because it is better than everything you can gather. So we thank Allah for the bounty that He bestowed upon us. And we thank Allah for the mercy that He bestowed upon us by making us Muslimin, making us from the people of the Kalima, making us people who are comfortable with their Iman and their faith. People who sit here on this blessed day of Yawmul Jum'ah, yearning to enter the month of Ramadan so they can seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Sitting here in the holy masjid of Allah after the doors were open and we're back in the musalla, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to never let the masajid close again. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to completely uplift this pandemic from us. We ask Allah to continue to unite our souls and our hearts the way our bodies are united in this blessed place. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Although before the month of Ramadan, we're accustomed to hearing khutab, especially the last Jum'ah before Ramadan, as to how to prepare for this holy month. It only makes sense to talk about Ramadan and its preparation. It only makes sense to talk about the Qur'an. It only makes sense to talk about the forgiveness of Allah in Ramadan. It only makes sense to mention the stories of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba during the month of Ramadan so we can look forward to it coming. But unfortunately, ikhwan, brothers and sisters, the past several days have been very sad days for our community. After the tragic incidents that we heard of, and another tragic incident that happened yesterday, we cannot leave these matters unaddressed. And I will not talk about the actual incidents, as that is irrelevant at this point. But what matters now is how we're going to cope with it, and how we're going to change, and how we're going to deal with it. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn from. A believer learns from every incident they're in. Everything they encounter in life is a lifetime lesson for a believer. Something that draws them closer to Allah. Something that makes them change their ways and approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a more effective manner. There are a few lessons, there are many lessons we can learn, but I will elaborate on only a few. And I will not reiterate what these incidents are because we all know what they are. But what we need to learn, brothers and sisters, is that the Ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the Ummah as one united entity. And He made us the best Ummah when we are united, when He said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. We are here for each other when we need each other. Starting with that, one thing we learn and one thing we need to address and one thing that is crucial at this time of healing, this time where, when we see incidents happening around us in our communities and the local communities around us, things that are preventable, things that are preventable, they're not out of the reach of us. We can prevent these things, like suicide. Unfortunately, ya ikhwan, we live in a time where the rates of suicide have gone up to astronomical numbers as compared to what they were before. And especially amongst millennials. For those of us who are millennials here, or those of us who have children that are born as millennials, i.e. after the year 2000. These children are exposed to God knows what that is making them contemplate these things that we are seeing today. Things that are unheard of. One thing we need to remind our brothers and sisters of today is the importance of life, human life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Until the end of the ayah. Allah said, we dignified the sons of Adam. We dignified them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave each soul its dignity when He created it. The soul of Bani Adam, the sons of Adam, is not just anything. It's not something light in the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to preserve this life. And as a matter of fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that the soul of a human being is more precious to Allah, especially the soul of a Muslim is more precious to Allah than what? Than the Kaaba. The Kaaba itself. And it was said, if the Kaaba were to be demolished one brick at a time, I would choose that over shedding the blood of an innocent Muslim. This is the importance of life in Islam, ya ikhwan. Life of a human being is something that Allah dignified. And for it to be taken, or for it to be seen as light as for a person to kill themselves or to kill others, or to overdose on drugs, or to do something to inflict harm on themselves that can potentially cause them death. This is only a cause of them not knowing the value that Allah endowed the human being with. Allah gave mankind something that He didn't give people in the heavens and the earth. Let us not forget that the one who entered Jannah, Sidratul Muntaha, a place where not even Jibreel alayhi salam, the closest angel to Allah, the closest angel Jibreel, when he entered Jannah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the night of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, Jibreel said, I stop here, O Muhammad, you can continue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, why can't you continue? He said, if I continue past this, I will burn. This is not where I belong. I have no jurisdiction past this. But who did? A human being. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave mankind. And for life to be so simple, for life to be so implicit, so impartial, so like, yani something that is not cared for, to the point where a person can take their own or take someone else's life innocently, is just something that is beyond comprehension for someone who has knowledge. And one thing I always talk about, Ya Ikhwan, is how important it is to provide emotional support. And this is one of the main items of the khutbah today. To give moral and emotional support to those around us. The Prophet ﷺ emphasized on this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said first, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and say to the people that which is good. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you believe in Allah and the hereafter, then say good. Say a word that is good, or stay quiet. Do not contribute towards the grief of others, towards the depression of others, towards the anxiety of others. These illnesses are real, and they're all around us, whether we recognize and acknowledge or we not, or we do not, whether we decide to sweep them under the carpet or not. These are real. Drug addiction is real. Suicide is real. Everything we hear of in the news is real, and it is in the Muslim community just as much as it is outside. You know why? Because us Muslims are not sticking together the way we were taught to. We are not providing the support we should to others. It's unfortunate, wallahi, to see it come out to this in such a beautiful community. One of the most beautiful communities I've ever visited and lived in is this community here. And to see these things happening should be a warning and a wake-up call to every single one of us to take proactive measures to try to mitigate, to try to prevent, to try to stop these things from happening. We need to recognize these illnesses. We need to recognize the people that are prone to these types of behaviors so we can stop these incidents. We can prevent them before they happen. And they are preventable. They are preventable. Some people think they're not. No, they are. But it needs a communal effort. We all have to be there. When I take one of my youth after one of the halaqat a few weeks ago, and I talk to them about the importance of talking to your children. One of them tells me, Murad, people from my ethnic background, and I do not want to mention what ethnic background this is, the parents do not talk to their kids. And I told him, regardless of ethnicity, you cannot dismiss it as an ethnic thing. This is a human thing. Humans, we're meant to communicate. We're meant to talk. We're meant to express emotions to each other. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dignified us. When a father, a mother, sit down in a house and do not communicate with their children, they're going through all types of grief. And then they wake up one day and they said, I never thought my children would possibly ever be thinking of this or would ever do something like this. It is only because of the lack of communication. It is only because the children did not find the support there in their houses that they go and find it with girlfriends and boyfriends. They go and find it with drug dealers. They go and find their relief with people who don't deserve to be spoken to. They go to disbelievers, people who have hidden agendas, people who sway them away from Allah. They go to their philosophy teachers, who God knows what they believe in college. They open up to them. And the only reason they trust and believe in them is not because they're convincing. Wallahi, it's not. For Islam has the strongest hujjah. Islam has the strongest proof and evidence. The only reason they go to them is because they lack emotional support at home. They don't have friends. They don't have community members, imams, sheikhs, directors, people around them, good friends who call them to Allah, take them away from evil. Hey, by the way, man, get away from drugs, akhi. You know, that's not good. Man, you know, you want to be like flan? You want to be like that? Man, chill, I got you. Instead of chilling, how about you come with us? We go out, we play soccer. We play basketball every Monday and Wednesday. Oh, yeah, we go out to a restaurant every Saturday. Oh, we're about to take a field trip, go camping next week. How about you come with us? They don't have that. So they resort to these evil people and treacherous people who give them these evil ideas. And that emotional support is something we need to start providing today. We need to recognize people that are in emotional distress, and we need to give them attention. We need to give them support. We need to give them the attention they need, starting with our own kids. When many youth come up to me and tell me, my parents never talk to me. How is that healthy? How is that possibly healthy? Okay, you may not be talkative to your children, but subhanAllah, maybe you don't talk that much, but you need to do it fi sabilillah. Maybe your back hurts, you have back pain, but you come to the masjid, you make ruku' and sujood, and you push through it because it pleases Allah. You speaking to your children and providing them with support is just as much of an act of worship as you praying. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and I'm sorry for taking long, but this is a very important matter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Inna li rabbika alayka haqqa." He said, "Your Lord has a right upon you." "Wa inna li badanika alayka haqqa," and your body has a right upon you. So you can't just eat anything. You can't harm yourself. Your body has a right on you. You cannot harm it. Allah gave it to you as a precious amana. He entrusted you with your body. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَإِنَّ لِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. Your nafs has a right upon you. You have a right upon yourself. Imagine. You have a right upon yourself. Meaning, relieve yourself of this emotional distress. When your nafs, when you have a lot of things in your mind, a lot of things on your chest, a lot of things that are heavy, do not leave them there, because it is fulfilling the right of you upon yourself to go and seek help where it's needed and when it's needed. And come to us, wallahi, we are here to help. We're not professionals, we're not counselors, but we have a huge network. And we know people that can help you, inshallah, that can help anyone that you refer, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. This is our job. We're here for each other. And all it takes is, like, Murad, I can help. Dr. Yasser can help. Ustadh can help. Imam can help. But we don't have eyes. We don't see everyone. Who are the eyes for us? You are the eyes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. You are the ones that pick up the phone and call, Fulan is in trouble. My friend, my nephew, my niece, my son, my daughter, whoever it is, they're in trouble, they need help. And then it's upon us, inshallah, and we will try to do our due diligence. 3 days ago, I call a brother from our community. I call him, and he doesn't pick up. And then he calls me back. This is 3 days ago. And he tells me, you know, I'm living alone, I'm in trouble, and I need some help. I told him, I got you. I'm there for you, inshallah. Whatever you need, I'm here. Just let me know what you need and where you are. Send me your location, and I'm going to come, inshallah, and help you out. He tells me, okay, inshallah, jazakallah khair. Man, I'm so happy that there's someone there that wants to help. And repeat, this is what he said, that there's someone there to help. Yesterday night at 11 p.m., I get a phone call that this brother died in his room by himself. God knows what it is. He's foaming out of his mouth. Well, I don't know what to say. This is someone that we could have had. We could have stopped this. These are preventable, ya ikhwan. But you know what? There are more people waiting like this. They're waiting for us. They're waiting for you. And if we're not there, wallahi, we're all gonna fail. Because now it's them. Tomorrow it's our kids, our grandkids, our friends, our nieces, our nephews? Do we want to wait till then? لا والله أقول ما سمعت ما استغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Just a short message, small message to those people who are distressed, those people who are getting these negative thoughts, these people. There are some people amongst us and outside listening to us, or perhaps people that you know that feel like they lost hope. They fell into despair. There's no one out there for them. Know that we're here for you. That's number one. And do not ever think for a moment that because Allah is testing you, that Allah hates you. Allah does not hate the people that He tests. On the contrary, if you're tested with illness, whether it be physical or mental, that means Allah loves you. Because Allah tested with even more severe tests than this the people who He loves most, the messengers and prophets. Nuh alayhi salam gave da'wah for 950 years but failed and had to leave with a handful of believers. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire. Yahya alayhi salam was put in a tree trunk and sewn in half. Zakariya alayhi salam wasn't given a child for decades of his life. Isa alayhi salam, they attempted to crucify him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked in a puddle of his own blood. His children, most of them died in his life. His wife died in his life. His parents died in his life. He was kicked out of the city that he was born in alayhi salatu wasalam. His uncle, his grandfather, everyone that supported him died during his life. Did the grief break him? Did he fall into despair? Did he give up and lose hope in Allah? Absolutely not. Did he say Allah hates me? No. He saw this, and all of the prophets saw this as a sign that Allah only tests those who are resilient, those who are strong, those who can overcome. And bi-idhnillah, no. If you're out there, if you feel this distress, know that Allah knows how strong you are. And that is why He's testing you. Because if He didn't test you with something that you are capable of bearing, that means Allah is unjust. Why is Allah testing him and not me? Why is Allah testing me and not him? Or me and not her? But Allah is not just. Allah is just. And the only reason He is giving you this to carry is because you are capable, inshallah. You can persevere, you can overcome, you can get better. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we are here to help. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and have mercy on us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us to the straight path. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our shortcomings. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on the family that was killed and the brother that died and everyone that died and the sister that we prayed janazah on today. I ask Allah to forgive all of them and to forgive all of the Muslimin that passed away. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم اغفر لنا هزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا وكل ذلك عندنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم حرر أقصانا، اللهم حرر أقصانا. اللهم كن للمستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان، كان في الصين وفي اليمن وفي كشمير وفي فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين، كلهم عونا ونصيرا ومؤيدا وظهيرا يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وأكرم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله استغفر الله. الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. We make dua for our beloved brother Ali that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on him and forgives him for his sins. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his family patience. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prevent anything like this from happening in our community again. Tomorrow inshallah ta'ala the janazah will be at 2 p.m. dhuhr time. And it will go to Denton, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. We ask everyone in the community to try and make it out for the janazah tomorrow and support the family of the deceased. But on a different note, alhamdulillah, with the organization MAPS, we came up with this warm line for people that need emotional support in the community. And we have a session today from 5 to 7 p.m. on Zoom. The link, inshallah ta'ala, will be under the YouTube video of this khutbah, inshallah. So on the bottom, we're going to have the Zoom link, and the session will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Please do, if you know anyone that needs any type of support, we're going to have counselors, professionals, they are waiting to support anyone who needs support, inshallah ta'ala, from 5 to 7 p.m. And inshallah, if we have a good outcome, this will be consistent, we'll always have it, bi-idhnillah. We're trying to make it something, a service that is always available in Epic. But please do share the link and share, like I said, the YouTube link, bi-idhnillah, because the link is going to be on the bottom. Barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaikum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.